From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. We hear a fair amount about the cartels that run drugs across the border from Mexico, and we also hear about the bloody battles they fight against each other. Well, the Mexican government says there is something even more dangerous happening in Mexico's cities. Statistics show that drug dealing inside the country is up drastically. Take the city of Tijuana. The chief of police there says arrests of petty drug dealers are up over 400%. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro has the story.
I'm standing on a main street in Tijuana. In front of me is a tiendita, a shop that sells crystal meth. Addicts knock, hand over money, and they get their drugs passed to them through a hole in the door. What's happening here is part of a rising tide of drug dealing in Mexico. It's not unusual. Before, most drugs used to head to the United States. Mexico was simply a transshipment point. Now, this country is becoming a consumer nation in its own right.
No solamente es un problema, sino que es uno de los principales problemas en la ciudad en materia de seguridad pública.
It is not only just a problem, it is the main problem in this city in regards to public safety. Drug dealing has exploded all over the country, but we can see it a lot here in the border towns. We are extremely worried.
Luis Javier Algorri is the director of public security in Tijuana. He says the practice is spreading at an alarming rate.
Son muy contundentes de cómo en el año del 2003.
We have very conclusive figures. In 2003, the police in Tijuana detained 1,244 people for selling drugs. In 2004, it was stable, about the same. In 2005, it doubled to over 2,500. But so far this year, up until July, there have been 5,742 people arrested. That's a 462% increase.
More drug dealing means more addicts and a rise in crime because of it.
Principalmente el robo.
Principally, theft. Addicts steal to be able to pay for their addiction. We've seen a big increase, and there are some peculiarities. Theft of electricity and telephone cabling is very popular now.
At the moment, Tijuana is under a state of emergency. Over 100 checkpoints like this one have been set up across the city because of rising levels of violence due to turf battles by the big cartels. But daily, dozens of people are also being found transporting drugs in their cars. Prisons are overflowing with these small-time dealers. Tijuana Police Chief Victor Manuel Satarain says it is an uphill fight.
Tijuana is a city which has expanded in a disorganized way. There are people from all over. Drug dealing is one of the most lucrative professions. And without doubt, it will continue.
Sitting in his office, human rights activist Victor Clark plays a death threat he received on his answering machine to a visiting reporter. The message says, "Be prepared, I'm going to kill you," over and over. This isn't the first time he's gotten something like this. He often helps to close down illegal drug labs.
Estimamos que existen en cada colonia.
We estimate that in each neighborhood in Tijuana, there are at least 5 meth stores. So we're talking about a minimum of 5,000 places to buy drugs in the city. It's an extraordinary figure, and it's a phenomenon that only began in the last decade.
Drug enforcement officials here say the rising levels of drug dealing and consumption in Mexico happened because the United States has placed more security at the border, meaning that drugs are harder to move across. That's hard to prove. Experts say that the price of drugs in the U.S. is still low, an indication that supply has not waned. Another explanation is that the cartels have, over the last few years, begun paying their mules with their product. The recipients then become dealers in their hometowns, making heroin, cocaine, and marijuana more available than ever. It's cheap, too, especially crystal methamphetamine, which can go for a few dollars a hit. Clark says that corruption has also played a key role.
There is an incestuous relationship between the authorities and petty drug dealers. We've received many accounts from people who've seen cops go to known drug dens to collect protection money.
The cost is clear. Clark says there are an estimated 100,000 mostly meth addicts in this city of 1.2 million. Not surprisingly, Tijuana has become a flourishing center for rehabs. Some are suspect at best. Clark says he recently helped to shut down one where young addicts were being physically and sexually abused. Still, the state has scant resources to spend on rehabilitation, and few of those on the streets get help. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Tijuana.